So given that behind the idea of institutional development there are conflicting views about how the world should be, what do people think about the whole concept of institutional development? Fatma Alou, the director of the NGO Resource Centre in Zanzibar, explains her views.
There was a time I didn't believe in institutional development. To me, at that time, institutional development meant hierarchy, it meant management, it meant all the boring things in life. And I was excited by the women's movement, and I got involved with the whole concept of collective living and collective leadership. Out of that experience, what happened to me is that I began to realize that although there could be a non-hierarchical approach, a more socialist model of institutional development, there is a need for institutional development.
Alex Duval and Tony Roberts also had this to say.
Human rights historically has come about through popular struggle and through the rule of law. And what we've seen over the century in particular is a coming together of separate traditions of international legal jurisprudence, of legal aid and using the courts to support human rights, and popular movements like the Indian independence movement, like the peace movement, like the trade union movement, like the women's movement, like the American civil liberties movement. And then in the last 20 or 30 years, the growth of specific, mainly non-governmental or intergovernmental institutions dedicated to this idea of human rights, almost all of them based in the North. And these have, as it were, tried to create a shortcut to the achievement of human rights. Instead of mass mobilisation and the law, they use journalists, they use non-governmental lawyers and so on to try and create not a mobilisation of people but a mobilisation of shame to bring international opprobrium on other governments to try and change their policies. It's becoming much, much less applicable. It's really lost a lot of its purchase on reality, particularly in developing countries. What many human rights institutions, international ones, are trying to do in Africa, for example, is rather than develop or support, you know, popular movements in support of people's own rights, they're trying to set up these slightly floating, slightly rootless institutions, mirror images of, if you like, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, dedicated to human rights, but without the political, social, historical context, which has meant that these institutions function quite well in Western Europe or North America. And I think we're beginning to see the shortcomings of that in the incapacity of institutionalised human rights to deal with such gross crimes as the genocide in Rwanda.
We could talk about there being two main reasons for engaging in institutional development work. The first one is just based on need, and the rationale for that is that government themselves can't alone address the deficit in development. They can only do it if community organisations participate themselves in development. So we must build the capacity of community organisations to engage in development work. But I think there's a more value-based reason for doing that as well. And that is that community organisations should be the ones leading and setting the development agenda, because it's their community. So development should be a democratic process which is led by the beneficiaries.
So finally, I wondered, how do you know when you've done institutional development? Bob Hodgson gave me this answer.
Whenever you have achieved some sort of linking between institutions and achieved a more efficient process or a better understanding of how these different bodies work together, that really is just the starting point. And the world is changing at such a pace, and development needs are changing at such a pace, that the greatest difficulty is from those people with the view that says, okay, you can come in, you can do a bit of institutional development, at the end of the process you've got a much better scene, and then everything stops. That's the last thing that should happen. But people, wherever they are much more comfortable in a situation that they think is stable than in a situation they think is unstable. And the real trick is managing to create an image of stability while keeping a sufficient dynamic pressure to have a dynamic institution that is constantly adapting and changing.